In this series of 31 Days Ablaze, we're going to take a look at what the Bible says or what it reveals about the presence of radical evil, about Satan, about demons, about what's behind the fall of the human race, behind the wars and the diseases and what's coming in this world is a great chaos, the Antichrist, the Abyss, Armageddon, massive events that will bring an end to fallen humanity. We want to take a look in this series that will go on for 3 months in a simple devotion from the Word of God concerning radical evil. We're calling this series The Sequence of Satanic Evolution. It involves a strategic look. A look at strategic insider intelligence on the sequence of satanic evolution. That is, the satanic agenda. It's one thing to know the origin of evil, the nature of evil, and even the methodology in our spiritual struggle. But the evolution, the idea of the ongoing, the progress, the agenda, and the coming events, what we need to know and what God has preemptively given. Now, this is why we are giving this, because it's what we need to know, and it's also what God has given. So in these devotions, for 31 days, we will be bringing the Spirit of God's writings concerning the revelation of, all of these topics. Where radical evil begins, why radical evil begins, who begins this radical evil, and on and on and on. Now listen, you would think in your devotional time with God, your fellowship, your worship and study and prayer and preparations for the day. Yes, we want a word from God, and every one of these devotions will have the Word of God. But I think it's a great area of neglect. Jesus said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail or withstand it. The church is birthed in the context of spiritual war. The believer is born again in the moment of salvation. We have had the chains and ownership of Satan and his dominion. We've been removed from that. Colossians chapter 1. And we've been transferred into the kingdom of God. We now are marked by the Spirit of God, and an ownership from God comes. Indwelt by God, empowered by God, given authority over the demonic, and told to put on the armor of God, and told that our struggle here is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. The reason for salvation, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Western Christianity has lost the concept. Maybe what happens is we look at the world that doesn't believe in, the devil, the reality of radical evil. Yet there's massive revelation. Yet we see Jesus in the Gospels, his birth, his life, his engagement in Matthew 4 with Satan himself. Or in Revelation 12, where the ancient dragon was there prepared to destroy the Christ child. We find out that there is a literal insurrection and war, a passionate war against God and anything and everything of God's. And so this is the life that you and I live as a believer in Jesus Christ. We needed the blood of Christ. We needed the forgiveness of God. We needed a righteousness that we could not get ourselves. Because we had sinned. We had joined. Sin joined Satan's rebellion. Sin joined Satan's insurrection. You and I, in the context of sin, did not sin independently of Satan himself. As a matter of fact, the Bible never says that we just sinned absolutely by ourselves. There was an engagement, a temptation. There was a goal. We find this in Genesis 3 very clearly. God gave a word that would have preserved us. One single verse of Scripture could have preserved us in our perfect fellowship with God, with eternal lives, where no death, no sin, no disease, no destruction like this would have entered in. But as it has entered in, as we did chuck God, throw the word of God to the ground, believed the alternative word, spiritual doctrine of the fallen cherub, well, the radical evil we're talking about came into our hearts, a nature that was not ours originally, and a connection. Romans 8 defines the nature of this radical evil inside, kind of a sin code, a sin force, almost personified in the revelation of Romans 8, that it's active, hostile to God, won't submit to God. That's what's in fallen humanity. But we also know that this sin nature in fallen and rebellious humanity is a doorway. Ephesians chapter 2 is very clear about this, that the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, in those who are lost, in those who have the active operating sin nature, the law of sin and death, operating in them to go further and to open wider the door to satanic, well, methodology, action, use, even to the point as we read in Timothy about individuals taken captive to do Satan's will. So when we begin this series, in this vast neglect theologically and in our culture of the reality of a spiritual battle of God, of demons, of angels, of the need of salvation, the work of the cross, Satan enters Judas. Judas betrays Jesus in fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Satan was there. He was looking for a more opportune time. Yet at the cross, in a fulfillment of the first prophecy in Scripture, Genesis 3:15, Messiah would come, God would come, and there at the cross bring utter destruction to Satan's work with the goal of a finality in the end. It's why there's a second coming of Christ. It's why there's a binding of Satan for 1,000 years and a great white throne judgment that every demon in hell knows about, where there is a finality, an end, and a containment to the totality of evil, never to erupt again. So as you begin this study, I would suggest that, yes, begin with worship. Begin with praises to God. Go to the hymn books and find, you know, Onward Christian Soldier. Go to the hymn book and find hymns that deal with this spiritual battle but brings praise to God. In this context of battle, please rise and understand that evangelism itself is a offensive weapon by God in the context of spiritual warfare. Satan doesn't want people saved. Jesus taught the parable where he comes and steals the word of God from them so they can't believe and be saved. Romans 10 says, how can they believe on whom they've not heard? You got to hear. The word of God is the word of faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by this gospel, this word of God. Satan seeks to steal the word of God. Satan seeks to break and war and fight against our prayers. Satan seeks to stop believers in mission, as you read about in 1 Thessalonians. Paul, in his mission trip, acknowledges that temporarily, at best, Satan stopped the apostle. So in your life and my life as believers in Christ, we rejoice in God's salvation, Christ in us, the hope of glory, the blood of Jesus, the cleansing, the justification, the dynamic sanctification moving us on, the power and clothing of the Spirit of God, the immediacy of our personal, unbroken, and, well, unceasing relationship with God, the dynamics of the work of God inside, the powers of God, giftings and workings in and through us, the work of the great mission of God to win every soul possible we can to Christ. In the context of battle, Jesus said, I would be with you to the very end of the age. So, dear believer, as you go through the first 31 days and the second 31 days and the third 31 days of bringing out biblical revelation, biblical teaching concerning this radical evil and the spiritual warfare, one of the major emphasis, one of the reasons I feel so burdened and so led to do so, is not only is there a grave neglect in the body of Christ, there's a great need in contemporary society. With so much of the dark side ramping up and doing unprecedented works, satanic, demonic, counterfeit doctrines, counterfeit teachers and prophets and signs, wonders and miracles and the coming of Antichrist. Because of what is here and what is coming, there is an urgency to have accurate, infallible, clear information. And I believe it's cutting edge. And I believe it's preemptive. And I believe it's absolutely necessary, vital, and urgently needed in the lives of believers now because of what is here, because God revealed it, because it's in the Word of God, and we should know it. But because also what is to come, we should have great insight by this massive biblical writing the Spirit of God has given, and also the prophetic revelation or prophetic writings that reveal what is and is to come concerning the satanic agenda. So, dear friend, today we turn our eyes on the passage in Ezekiel 28, where a great revelation, not of the king, the physical king that had the demonic operating in and over his life and in his kingdom, but where there's a backing up and a revelation of how the fallen cherub is operating and what did occur. And so this massive revelation of the once anointed cherub, starting in verse 12, we read about how, well, Satan, once the anointed cherub, was the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. That he was in Eden, the garden of God. In verse 14, God says that he was anointed as a guardian cherub. He was ordained. The scripture says concerning this anointed guardian cherub, you were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in all your ways from the day you were created. Now, the question in day number one is, where does radical evil begin? It begins in the heart, in the center of this once anointed guardian cherub. Theologians have grappled concerning the origins of sin. I don't grapple with it. I take the word of God's revelation until wickedness, the Hebrew word, literally means a forceful, violently willed wickedness and insurrection. This anointed guardian cherub knew what he was doing. It involved a violent ripping away from what he once was. This would transmute him. This would change him. This would turn everything about him around. Verse 16, we'll read this later, but it talks about the widespread trade, the one-third of the angelic host. We read about God drove him in disgrace from the Mount of God. That in verse 16, God says, I expelled you, O guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones. So if you want to know where it all began, and even why we need to know, not just because of the contemporary unprecedented ramping up, but also because of the vast, incredible, unequaled ramping up and manifestation of the demonic, of the satanic activity in the world that's to come. Because God revealed in the Word of God the origins, the nature, the methodology, and the agenda. Because salvation is about saving us from sin, Satan's ownership, death, and hell itself. I mean, you can even go to the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and see the reason the Son of God, that God became human flesh. You can read there that it simply tells us that since the children have flesh and blood, he, God Christ, he also became, well, shared in humanity, that he might destroy the one that held the power of death. Please understand, the coming of Christ was an attack against what Satan had done to humanity. His legalities, ownership, works, his very existence. This is why he stood prepared to devour the Christ child. Revelation 12. This is why he sought to recruit Christ and bring him down, Matthew chapter 4, and how he sought a more opportune time. This is why Satan himself entered into Judas to betray the Son of God unto death. Dear believer in Christ, today, rejoice in the great salvation you have in Christ, because you have been delivered from Satan's ownership, chains, and rights, and of his psychological or mental and emotional harassment and torture concerning death. Because now Christ, conquering death, blasting apart the finality of death, he now opens the door. You and I are ready to stand in the sight of God, to stand strong and bold and clean by the blood of Jesus. In a righteousness given and an authority given and the armor of God to be put on, to fight the good fight of this faith, to battle for the souls of men, to resist the devil that he might flee. So be prepared. Stand on the Word of God, bring it into your heart. Realize that this radical evil, all of it, began in the heart of the once anointed guardian cherub. In his violent insurrection, he was eternally transmuted and changed, and until the very end, will fight to, well, annihilate and take the place of God, to seek to destroy, to kill, to steal. May God's grace, power, insight, might, and awesome protection be with you. As you learn, as you walk in his grace and power and authority, and as you help reach the world for Christ till he comes. Hey, God bless. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, 31 Days Ablaze.